Today on episode number 97, our Chris Zorich episode. Last week, turn around, it's Alex Brown week on episode 96. With typical Chicago fans, we have sinkers and floaters, the TCF Sports Minute, everyday Madden ratings, our media recommendations, and the TCF top three of our most hated athletes. Let's roll. Welcome to episode 97 of Typical Chicago Fans. It is me, Boomy, on Twitter, at BoomyTCF. Make sure to follow the main page, at Typical_Chicago. Head to Facebook, Instagram, type in Typical Chicago Fans. Give those pages a follow as well. Head on over to YouTube, subscribe there for all of our content in video form. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Spotify, Spreaker, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, you can find us there. But make sure you follow the guys I'm joined with tonight. That is Zach at Z Lilia TCF and Maddie, of course, at schools_01. Today's episode is brought to you by our friends over at 26shirts.com Chicago. Head on over to their website, 26shirts.com/Chicago, to check out the coolest Chicago sports merchandise around. They've got everything from the shirts you see hanging right here to hats, hoodies, flags, whatever you need. Head on over to their website, find the product that you love, use promo code Typical Chicago Fans for 15% off of your order. You love the show, love great Chicago merch, love helping out good organizations, head on over to 26shirts.com/Chicago, pick up some sweet items, help out some good causes, help out the podcast, use promo code Typical Chicago Fans for 15% off your order. And we are extending the deadline on the two t-shirt giveaway. We have two 26shirts.com t-shirts to give away this week. Those are the Tim Anderson Let the Kids Play t-shirts. We have them in an XL and a 2X. Remember to tweet the hashtag Southside Hitmen to us on Facebook, Twitter, use it in Instagram, wherever. Make sure you do that this week. We'll be picking a winner here soon, so make sure you do that. And in the meantime, head over to 26shirts.com, Chicago, promo code Typical Chicago Fans. Boys, I have to be a man of my word. I messed up last week. It was episode 96 last week. I said Chris Zorich. And actually, Chris Zorich turned out 497. So some Bears fans, you guys are. You didn't even know what number Chris Zorich wore.
I actually did. I guess I didn't make the connection.
So retroactive last week is Alex Brown week. So this week is now
Alex
Chris
Brown
Zorich week.
I would say was I was probably more of a fan of Alex Brown than Chris Zorich personally.
Chris Zorich
was good. He was a seventh rounder and like was a long time pro. He was a good player. Good player.
Like, he was on the 05 team, right?
Chris Zorich, no, he was long.
No. Alex Brown.
Alex Brown, yes.
Okay.
He was one of the key D linemen for that squad. So.
Yep.
But yes, Zorich was like a brain too. Like he was. Super
That's on me.
Guy
That's on
Notre
me.
Dame.
I should have known.
Come on, guys.
That's on me. I said I should have known. It was one of those.
Let's get it together.
One of those. Oh, I was like, 96. Oh yeah, that should be. That should be Alex.
Zach, maybe we were just zoning Boomy out. Like, we just,
That's understandable, too. Welcome to the club, fellas. They meet all the time because there's so many of them. And you talk about jersey numbers. I have got to be the worst fan when it comes to jersey numbers. I don't know any – I mean, other than, like, the really big name guys.
I'm not good with that either.
Like, anybody. Like, even say there was something about, you know, like Javi, and I barely remember that Javi wore number 9. I was like, that's terrible. How did I do that? But I just am not a numbers guy, which is weird because I'm such a big jersey guy.
I was just going to say that being a jersey guy, that surprises me. But outside of that, I'm the same way. Like numbers, no.
I couldn't numbers tell you any. I could not match up the numbers to players.
No. Like if we went down the Cubs roster, I'd maybe get like 20% of them right.
My brain is not in that capacity whatsoever.
No. And the reason, you know, I have a little bit of an excuse with the jerseys. I normally only buy, like, retired players and, like, you know, fairly well-named players. So there's my little out there. But, yeah, I'm glad we're all in the same
bracket here. So you're kind of like a front runner is what you're saying. You only get the name players. Of the.
No, so I've just never really been a current player's jersey owner.
I just any chance I get to take a little snipe, I got to take it.
I expect nothing less, Matthew. That's exactly what I expect. But let's get into business as usual. We have sinkers and floaters. I'll get started with my sinker. And, boys, that's outhouses. And as bad as outhouses can be, it got a hell of a lot worse for a woman in Anchorage, Alaska, because she had the scare of her lifetime while using
one. I heard this.
Oh, my God.
I heard this one.
So this woman lives in the backcountry of Alaska. They don't have plumbing. They have outhouses. And she goes in there, looks in the outhouse toilet, looks down, and there was a bear in there.
That's unbelievable. And that would scare the shit out of me, literally.
Literally. Her exact quote was, "I got out there, I sat down on the toilet, and immediately something bit my butt right as I sat down. I jumped up. I screamed when it happened." The what?
I just thought she saw the bear.
No. It bit her.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So tough break for Shannon Stevens of Anchorage, Alaska. And not only I would imagine you live far enough in the outback of Alaska, like, you're probably not a quick ambulance right away. Like, good thing she only got bit on the butt and that bear didn't, you know, do some real damage. But, man, she says she thought it was something small, like a squirrel or a mink. No, it was a bear.
My gosh.
I mean,
that's terrifying.
I'm perplexed.
Absolutely terrifying. That's something you would think.
That woman is going to crap outside for the rest of her life. She's never going to be able to use any sort of plumbing.
As much as a wacky web story as anything for
me. Oh, just wait. The floaters are there as well. So, but yeah, make sure you check your outhouses next time you need to use an outhouse. Make sure there's not a bear down in the. In crap receptor of said outhouse. Now, I don't guys.
If I ever have to use one, that's the first thing I'll check.
Yeah. Are there any bears in here?
I promise you that. Boys, my sinker, it's one of the worst things of all time. It's taking your shoes off. And then when you take your shoes off, you step in the snow that was on your shoes and then your socks wet. Oh my gosh, I hate that so much.
That is horrible, Zach.
Yeah, what socks is. West Sox any time of the year is top five annoying.
It's pretty much unavoidable.
I mean, and not even that, Zach. You're talking normally. You're talking about your cold feet and wet socks on top of that.
Yep.
No, thank you.
Absolutely.
No, thank you.
I feel like that exact situation happens two times or every other day. For me, and I feel like it's something I'm 30 years old. It's something I should be smart enough to know, like, how to avoid. And I just have accepted it. It's just going to happen now.
Oh, I hate it. I almost just want to just bring an extra pair of socks for when I go places. Like, okay, I got to put my other socks on.
I got to go put my fresh socks on.
I have extra pair of warm socks here. Can I put my other ones in the dryer, please?
Yes. I think we should normalize that. I don't hate that at all.
No, because it's just awful. Because mostly it'll happen when you get home nowadays. But if you go over to somebody's house and then you step in the wet snow, especially if there's like a few people over, there's snow all. Oh,
it is brutal. I'm with you there, Maddie. What's yours?
Mine is my tolerance. You guys know I don't have the greatest tolerance for people at all times. I know. Shocking.
Stop.
Everybody's got
their fault. I'm mistaking you for a teddy bear most of the time.
Everybody's got their fault. But the ATM, people in the ATM act like it is just, it's like their fucking living room. Like they just, they get their money and then they wait. And then they wait. And then they wait. And then they wait. It's like, what more?
The automatic machine is giving them the right amount of money. Like
it's not even that, but then it's like, oh, wait. I'm going through there. oh, I got to flip through which card. If you're going to the ATM, your ATM card is probably relatively close to where you're at the top, or A,
yes,
it's got the spot where you know it's at. So what are we doing here? B, what? It's your ATM. It's four numbers. It doesn't take all day to remember to press four numbers. So you go up there and you press your four numbers. Not which one is the, okay, wrong one. Nope, I got to recycle the numbers. And it's just, can we make this process just a little bit smoother?
Maddie, I think what you need is a GoPro. And it's just, it's on you at all times. And I would love to see your reaction sitting behind somebody. And it's just like, are you going to move? Are we going to go here?
It's just perplexed. I'm just like, how unprepared for this ATM trip can you possibly be?
Matt, I may have a solution.
The ATM didn't surprise
this. Right. Hey, there's an ATM. Shock what we're dealing with here, guys.
You look to the left, you're like, oh my gosh, there's an ATM.
Aren't you pulling into the ATM thinking, A, I need my card, B, my PIN is X, C, I need X amount of money, and D, I'm on my way. And
it's I think I have a solution here, fellas, and this might be dumb, but I feel like if you, as a bank, said there is a reward, a $1 we will deposit into your account every time you use an ATM in under 60 seconds.
Oh, Lord.
Real fast.
You're the fastest guy in the West right here.
Real fast. No one is fumbling looking for their card. No one forgets the PIN.
Somebody would go over the minute, and then something would happen. It would just it would not work.
Well, I would have been at one, but it was your
great idea. The
receipt didn't come
Hey, out. I'm just saying.
But with people nowadays, somebody would say something, and then they would want their money back and stuff like that.
But they have enough cameras out there. You say, hey, undisputed evidence, bud, you were a minute and 3 seconds over the clock, no dollar for you.
Yeah. Hey, maybe we have to cut this from the pod because maybe that's a good idea, Boomy.
What if you start getting like 10 in a row? You know, 10.
You start off at 10 cents a visit. When you get 10 visits in a row, we bump you up 10 cents, and then you just keep going.
I want the accruing pot.
An incentivized program. It's just like a football company. You got your incentives. You move on. All right, let's move to voters. I have Civil War reenactors, and that is because a Mississippi team who is a – and this is the most Alabama story I've ever heard. In Coleman, Alabama, Mississippi team – I'm just going to read the first paragraph of this story. A Mississippi teen who lost his Civil War reenacting pet chicken Peep outside of a Cracker Barrel in Alabama is reunited with the bird courtesy of the farmer who helped find the fowl. It doesn't get more Alabama than that, guys. Civil War reenactors, chickens, Cracker Barrels, and a farmer who helped find it. You find me one other story that exemplifies the state of Alabama. You can't find one.
Do you know what comes to my head every time I think about like war reenactments? That Viva La Bam episode.
Yes. Yep.
Where he had all the guys go like in the backyard and stuff. And
they had the one. But can you like. Imagine
ruining the story.
Kid, he's just like, guys, I really need everybody's help this week. You know, a very important missing piece of the family is gone. They're like, wait, what's that? Like, who went? No, it's my Civil War reenacting chicken, Peep. He's gone. We've got to go look for him.
Hey, when the star goes, you got to get him, man. You got to have
That's true. That is true.
The show will not go on without Peep the chicken.
I mean. You know, someone's gotta be the go-to guy. Maybe it's the chicken.
Whatever it takes to get the asses in the seats at the Civil War reenactment in Coleman, Alabama.
No, I mean, yeah, I got no qualms with it.
You know, guys think the Civil War reenactors are wearing COVID masks? They're not time sensitive.
I'm gonna have to say no.
No, I doubt it. I doubt it.
Where do you guys sit on Civil War or just war reenactments? Hate them, love them?
Say properly
rated. I don't think. We're doing a quick one.
Over underrated.
Properly rated. I would have to say.
Never seen one. You know, I'd like to go to like Gettysburg. I think that'd be sweet. I mean, that could be like a very underrated one, in my opinion, I would think. But then you could probably go to, you know, a park district in X town. And
yep, there's one in Princeton, just 30 miles down the road. Yeah, and just being the history dork I am, they are criminally underrated. They are cool as hell.
Yeah, I got no issues. I'm all for, like, dorky, history but... stuff. You got to figure, though, if it's one, like, where you're saying in Alabama or whatever, it's probably, like, maybe an alternate ending, it would be my guess.
It's like that episode of Family Guy where they're, like, south and they're, like...
Where the Civil War veterans are still alive.
Yes.
One of the funniest episodes of TV history right there.
They have, like, the Union generals all drunk and being a jerk. And
absolutely.
And that's not how that happened.
Absolutely.
Matt, what is your floater?
I had it, and I just lost it. I just had one.
The Civil War reenactment.
Probably have to, it might have to be it might, the Civil
Damn
War
you,
reenactment just set me down a rabbit hole. It might just be actually NHL, because the NHL with the package right now, I've got a game on ESPN+. Plus. I've got Calgary and Edmonton over here. I've got Vancouver and Winnipeg on another one. It's kind of pretty much heaven right now. So I'm just going to say, yeah, we're just going to do an audible into the NHL package that I got for $75. Speaking of streaming packages, did you guys ever order the baseball streaming package the last
couple years?
I have
not.
All right. Well, I ordered it last year because, like, with the COVID season and everything got shortened, I elected to take credit towards the following year. So I get this year for $30, actually.
Ooh.
For the streaming. For the,
wow.
So every March, 35, excuse me. So with
coming
the
credit to Maddie's for baseball this
so
year.
So the streaming baseball package is $35 on this for this season for me. So, yeah, I'm going to say that. Just baseball, hockey, all of it coming at me. That's my floater for the week.
Streaming sports for Maddie.
Yeah.
Maddie Pucks. My floater, boys, spring training, baseball. I mean, that's just you.
There we go.
It's still snowy here. It's kind of cold, but you can just feel the warm air at Wrigley Field. It's just whenever you see spring training starts up, you know, ooh, the warm weather. It's coming soon. It's coming soon, hopefully.
Right around the
I don't remember what the groundhog said, which I don't really care. I don't like the groundhog. But yeah, spring training, baseball's back. I know I've been one to say I didn't really understand maybe some of the Jake Arrieta signing, but it just feels good to see him back in a Cubs uniform.
Yeah,
feels right. It just feels right.
If he's got anything left in the tank, it could be really, really fun here. I'll just put it that way.
And if he does, I mean, I think he's ready to do it for the Chicago Cubs.
Well, I mean, it'd be a cool story. I'll put it that way. And sometimes those cool stories happen. It'd be nice to be on the right side of one there.
He's already had one cool story with the Cubs. Let's have another one.
Pitching in two no-hitters. Let's get a third one, and maybe that one to, like, beat the Cardinals to win the division in September or something.
Oh, man.
Speaking of Chicago sports, let's get into the TCF Sports Minute. Let's start with the Bulls, who fall to the 76ers tonight. A good 76ers team.
Some of those calls, though. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. They fought. They lose by seven. The biggest issue here, they give up 50-17 to Joel Embiid, who had his career high tonight. But they win a close one. What was that, Wednesday night? Maybe Tuesday night? Against Detroit, come back from 20 plus down and get the job done there. But it's like we continually talk about, you want to see them be able to string some wins together. It's just the consistency on the court is getting better, but the consistency in the win-loss record is a little frustrating from the, you know, from a perspective of this team is, you know, a game out of eighth place. You'd like to see a little bit more in the win column, but
it's like the ability to close out games. You know,
yeah.
Just Zach capacity. LaVine is becoming a superstar in basketball right now.
My oven's preheated from the crow. That's all I'm saying.
Like even tonight when he lost the game, they lost the game, but that dunk he had, it was like the other night. What Maddie said, he just elevated and he just takes over in that fourth quarter.
About the game tonight,
he could do anything.
Boomy brought up Embiid, the game he had tonight. That shot, that move on the wing to seal the game. You know, when you got a 7-footer,
there's nothing you can do with that.
Step back like that outside, and he just has a fadeaway. It is unguardable with his size. It is just such a silky smooth shot. Like he's like a guard.
What are you going to do?
How
do you
guard away from a 3-pointer?
That guy is an unbelievable talent, man. So as long as he can stay healthy, it's insane.
He's added really so much over the last couple years. On the other side of town,
I don't know. He gets a bad rap, in my opinion, in some ways. I don't know. I think he's kind of enjoyable.
He's a polarizing figure. I mean, people love him or hate him, but I think a lot of the hate is kind of silly, but it is what it is.
He's doing all right, though.
He's obsessive at times.
On the other side of town, the Blackhawks fall to the Hurricanes 5-3. Kind of, you saw those early season where they're giving up a lot of goals. You saw that come back.
See the goal of the year, boys? That's all we got to say. That's the goal of the year. That thing with the spinorama and the way the announcer said it, too. The spinorama by Kaner. It's like that was beautiful. I don't know how you do that.
He's absolutely insane. He's
but
like,
sorry to cut you off, Boomy, but like, I know they lost and everything, but they're so exciting to watch right now. It seems like they're down, but they always stay in it.
And the best part of it is I think we can all agree, it's they're playing well. They're in games. I think they're currently third in the division, but it's unexpected success that kind of makes it, you know, it's not, I wouldn't go as far as say it's can't miss TV, but like it's a season of hockey where you tune into the games because it's exciting when it was never supposed to be exciting. They were supposed to be the Detroit Red Wings this year, and they're, you know, battling for the top spot in the division. So
you see the Hawks play at night and you're excited.
Yeah, absolutely. And 2 months ago, if I would have said, are you excited to watch any Blackhawks games? You'd be like, oh, I'm going to watch because I'm a Blackhawks fan. But like no one was super excited. Like, oh, this team is going to surprise people and be, you know, 3 days ago, they were tied for the division lead. No one was saying that. So it's the unexpectedness, the, you know, kind of that aspect to it makes it a little bit more intriguing, if you ask me.
Well, as much as anything, you know, they're entertaining, like you said, Boomy, but they can beat anybody in the league, too.
Yeah.
I mean, any given night, they can win. And, like, they lost, you know, tonight to Carolina. And that's a good squad, too. So don't forget that. But, you know, they're beating the teams they should beat in Detroit. And, they played well against Columbus, is another talented team. I think the Hawks are better than. I think they're better than the Stars, too. And the Stars were in the Cup Finals last year. So,
yeah.
The Stars have a lot of – they're going to have a very tough schedule coming up because of all the games that they've lost with weather and COVID and things like that. The Hawks have every bit of a chance to get a playoff spot. So if they keep playing the way they are and they keep beating the teams that they should, they're going to stay in the hunt. That's all you can ask for. It's a young team. So
Matt, this might be a dumb question, but is this the time that the Blackhawks look at maybe shipping some of these pieces they have, selling high? Is that something that is done in hockey? I don't, you know, truly know the answer.
No,
is,
please
I
mean, don't.
You're having an unexpected season. Do you try and sell on some of these guys while their stock is at the top of its peak?
In my opinion, no. I don't think they have the guys that you can sell.
Okay.
Really,
because a lot of the guys are kind of emerging young guys, right?
You're not going to trade Kane. Kane's your most talented piece. You're not going to trade DeBrincat. He's your second most talented piece. Suter's not going anywhere. Kershaw's not going anywhere. Kirby Dach's not going anywhere. Taves isn't tradable right now. He's banged up or whatever's going on with him. And you know Duncan Keith, he doesn't have an expensive contract.
Do you think they might try and move one of these three goalies that they're kind of shifting through?
As good as Lincoln has been playing, he's not like gonna net you some high draft pick or anything like that. And if he's not going to get you anything, Subban's not going to get you anything, and neither is Delia. So,
yeah.
I mean, you're kind of stuck there. I don't think they should be in buy mode, you know, come down the line. But I don't think they should be in sell mode either. They're in the spot where they need to just keep getting better, get another good pick. If they get a chance to get an early pick without, you know, sacrificing what they have, then fine, go get one. If you got somebody that's trying to dump a high pick for an undervalued deal, don't pass it up. I don't mean that, but... You know, you don't need to go be in sell mode or heavy purchase mode right now because you're still rebuilding. Let's not kid ourselves. Yeah. They don't have a roster that's like good for long term, but they're playing their asses off. They're playing really good hockey right now. So it's like, let's stay at the most of both, best of both worlds, get them good experiences. Hey, if we can win some games at it, fuck, let's do it.
Right on. Last sports question I have, the big news out of college basketball this week. Jalen Johnson has left the Duke program. The question all over the internet, did Jalen Johnson quit on the Dukies?
I'll plead the fifth.
I would have to say yes.
Yeah, I think so too.
I mean, yeah, if you see that the team probably isn't going to make the tournament, not playing very well, I mean –
yeah, I don't know.
I'm not saying he did the wrong thing. Maybe it's probably better for his future. But, yeah, in a way, he did quit on his team.
I do wonder as much, though, if it was him quitting or if, hey, why don't you go start getting ready for the NBA? I think that could be as much as anything because it seems like there's some rumors on the internet and Twitter and all that about like locker room issues, like that a lot of players.
They've played really well since he's been gone.
He didn't get they've looked really good since he's been
gone. Wait, Matt, I think that's the North Carolina message board you were looking at.
No, actually, I'm not a message board guy.
Tar Heel Nation.
But I do think there's some validity to that. His game doesn't mesh well with what like their rest of their roster does.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like it's kind of a weird fit the way the rest of the other makeup and I don't know. He's a talented. He's gonna go in the top 10. He's a stud. He's going to be a good NBA player. But
here's what I'm wrong.
The definition of it, yes, he quit. I mean, you can say opt out all you want, but if you opt out, you do that at the beginning of the season, not with 2.5 weeks left. You see the writing on the wall that this team's not going to the NCAA tournament. And if there is
they're not dead yet.
Yeah, especially now. They've played really well since he's been gone. And, but at the end of the day, that is quitting on those other guys in that locker room. And like Zach said, I agree. I'm not saying what he did is wrong. What he did is something that I wouldn't do in that situation. But at the end of the day, like, he did quit on his team. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's got millions of dollars waiting. And I saw someone from ESPN had said, like, it's not quitting when you don't get paid. Like, at the same time, like, anyone who's been in a basketball locker room understands. Right. You're there. Like, those guys are up, lifting weights.
Also rethink that. He went to Duke.
Yeah, exactly.
I would say that he quit. I would say that if he didn't, it wouldn't shock me if there was an assist. That's all I'm
saying. Yeah. Yeah. And like I said, he's entitled to do whatever he wants. And like you say, he's going to make a lot of money. He's playing in the NBA. He's athletic as hell. But like at the end of the day, also thinking about the NBA, does this give a reason for GMs to kind of look at you and say, there might be, some issues here we need to delve deeper into.
You better be ready to talk about it because it's the first thing they're going to ask you about.
Well, and his apology.
You're surprised by that question.
You better get some help there and get coached up there.
Exactly. It's just a weird situation. And, like, both sides, like, Coach K is not going to, sit there and just bag on his guys. And he really didn't. He said he made a decision for him and – but the thing is, like, he'd better be ready to talk about this in a couple months because his statement about it was the most vague thing I've ever
heard. Very, very vague. Yeah.
You're going to be talking to people who are about ready to pay you millions and millions of dollars over a long period of time. Like, you need to be able to handle that. And I'm not saying he's not going to be able to, but I'm just saying the first glimpse we got into it, it wasn't great. But
you're going to be talking to people who are going to pay you that much or are not going to pay you that much.
I really wouldn't hate it if he falls deep enough and the Bulls can pick him up at like 17 or 18 because when they sneak in is the 8 seed. So I wouldn't hate that at all. The kid's athletic as hell. I'm excited to see him in the NBA, but it's just a weird situation.
Very much so.
Let's move into our everyday Madden ratings. Zach had to bring this up. Zach had a great one sent into our group chat this week. So, Zach, I'm going to have you lead off.
I would have to say, I'll have to phrase this correctly. Starting a fire like burning boxes. Like, you're outside burning garbage or something if you live in the country.
Yep.
How are you guys at doing that? I'm going to go with mine. I'm like a 95 because I cheat a little bit and I just use like a blowtorch.
That's like making
gonna have to be an asterisk with that. Like
6'7"
No.
40 with 99.
What do you mean? It's a blowtorch. I could give a monkey a blowtorch and they didn't start a fire.
Yeah, but it. But Zach, I'm the one who thought about it. Do you have one?
Yeah, I do not have a blowtorch.
See? But
I was going to rate myself a little bit lower, but I don't think I'm giving myself enough credit because I had to burn garbage. Till I moved out of my parents' house, so probably 20-plus years I was burning – or right around 20 years I was burning garbage. And we used to have to do it with those gigantic boxes of matches that if you didn't get in the right spot, they would light and then immediately go out.
You know what that sounds like, Boomy? That sounds like an Uncle Brian problem.
Oh, and then we eventually upgraded. We got the clicker sticks, the long lighters. We finally got upgraded to that.
All you needed was the blowtorch.
That was way out of our price range.
I don't think blow torches are very, and it's not like, I just had the little, you get like what, it's like a blue bottle or a big blue thing, then you had the thing at the top. Boomy, I'm not buying like a flamethrower here.
What did you say your rating was?
Like a 95. But yeah, it's on steroids.
Right, I'll give 96. I'm going to give myself a little bit of a bump there because I've been.
No, you're not. You think you're better than me?
Yes.
Get out of here, dude. I'm the one who thought about the easy.
I'm better than you at it. Guaranteed.
Dude, you're unbelievable.
Been doing it with little sticks with a little bit of chemicals on the ends.
I'm a 99. I'm a 99.
I'm 100.
No, you're not, dude. I am better than you.
No, you're not. You cheated. That's like the easy.
Hey,
just use a blowtorch.
Did someone write the rules and say, oh, you can't use the easier way to start the fire? Oh man, that's crazy. It's called
cheating.
What is it called? Like evolution. we're progressing. We're progressing as people. We're making it easy.
And then you were the asteroid that came in and just like knocked all the dinosaurs and everything, and that's just cheating.
You sound like an old baseball writer, dude.
Cheating.
You made sports no fun. Oh, you get the blowtorch out, and it's easy to make the fire.
Well, I'm going
to
get my rating.
I got the segment where we're comparing burning garbage to playing baseball. I love this.
Sound like a whiny baseball.
You sound like a cheater with a blowtorch.
Whatever. I had fun. You're no fun.
I'm going to give mine based on without a blowtorch or just setting a fire. I'm going to say I'm like a 79. So. Can get a bonfire started in a fire pit like anybody else can, but I'm not going to get like, I don't have a blowtorch. I live in a little subdivision, so I'll probably set the neighborhood on fire if I hit something stupid like that. So
I don't think you guys understand how small this thing is, too.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it for sure. I just don't need it. That's all.
No, I'm not saying you need it. No one needs it.
Yeah, he's not a cheater.
If you're working with it, you might need one.
Yeah,
but my category, I'm gonna throw this out. I want to see where you guys are. Is assembling furniture, like those like end tables, you know, like a small table, chairs, whatever you buy from like IKEA, you know, anything like that where you gotta put together. What are you guys at with that? I'm gonna say I'm like a 64. One of my least favorite things. It's one of the reasons why I don't buy anything is because I don't want to put it together.
Yeah, I'm like a 45, maybe. I hate it.
Yeah,
it's garbage.
It's horrible. Not something I look forward to. Anytime I go like looking for something, I look for the one like, can I buy the floor model and just put it in the truck and take it to my house? Like, I do not want to put this together.
I don't know if there's like a service for like having somebody come over and put that shit together. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm sure.
Like,
there's
like an Uber.
You can pay people to do
there's an app that's like for that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to go like a 57. I feel like I could be better. I've done a couple that have turned out fairly well, but it's not something I enjoy. And I usually, my fat fingers just make me mad. And they always like too small of screws and stuff like that. I usually can get to the end goal, but the amount of time I put in and the amount of cussing and the amount of throwing things really drives my stock down on that. So
yeah, you sound a lot like me.
It gets so frustrating after a very short period of time. I'll throw mine out, and that is, I got to set the scene here for you guys. You just had a big shopping haul. We talked about Matt loving grocery shopping. You get back from the store, you've got nothing in your fridge. How good are you guys at restocking your fridge?
I actually did that today. Like a 80, probably 75, somewhere around there. I like things to be organized in the fridge.
Yep.
I don't like going to grab for something and something being in the way.
I like it too. I'm not very good at doing it all the time. I get frustrated with it because it's just like, I want to get this shit done. So I'm just like throwing stuff in.
Yep.
And then it makes a bigger mess. So it's like when I take the time and actually pay attention, it probably takes less time and it looks better. But sometimes it's just like you get aggravated, just like, fuck it. So I'm going to say I'm in the low 70, 72, 73-ish somewhere.
I'm going to go high 80s on this. And this is because of my organization. Like, I have to have things in a certain order. I've always been like that. And there's just many things that I have to, you know, they have to be a certain way. And I'm going to say like 88, because I do, especially after those big, big grocery hauls where you're talking, you know, like Sam's Club or Costco, whatever, there's a lot to do. And the stamina I have of my, you know, not being, you know, getting pissy and throwing things in the fridge, it does run out after a little bit, especially after those big ones. So I'll go kind of high on that, but not, there's definitely room for improvement. So I wouldn't say I'm elite level, but I do have to, like, if I go and get a case of soda, I have to put it in the fridge that day, and it's got to be in an order, and it's got to be in a place and things like that. So I'm constantly rearranging when things get low. And I actually got very excited. I saw they sell essentially what are the things like on vending machines. They're like, you know, however this wide, but they go the depth of your fridge and you put them in the racks, and you can put like cans of soda, beer, or whatever. And it, like, when you pull one out, the next one comes up. So it's definitely something I'm very interested in. I've been looking for something like that. So that's kind of stuff that gets you excited when you turn 30, I guess. It is what it is. Let's move into our media recommendations. For those of you that don't know, this could be music, podcast, TV shows, movie, video game, whatever media we've been digging on the last week. That's what we throw into our media recommendations. And I'm going to start off with a movie that I saw somehow for the first time. And it came out in like 2002. And I still don't know how I haven't seen this movie. Incredible cast, dumb movie, but incredibly underrated, Undercover Brother. With Eddie Griffin. I don't know how it took me this long to see. You've never, oh, it's Dave Chappelle's in it. Eddie Griffin, the cast is awesome. It actually, some of the topics they talk about still are, you know, relevant in today's current events, but like, it is wildly funny. It's, you just watch it. It's on Amazon Prime right now. I highly recommend it. It's a short, it's only like an hour and 25 minutes. Really funny. Really unexpected, because I've always thought it was a dumb movie from everything I've heard, and then I watch it and I was super impressed. So if you haven't watched Undercover Brother, I don't know what you're doing if you're like me and have missed that. So go watch Undercover Brother on Amazon Prime.
I'm gonna tell you, that was the last movie I thought you were gonna say. I don't know why.
I messaged my buddy about it, and he goes, of all the movies I would expect you to have seen, because all the dumb, you know, I love Adam Sandler movies. Like, I'll rewatch all of those a million times. It's just straight up my alley. And he's like, I would never have imagined you haven't seen Undercover Brother. I'm like, hey, better late than never, I guess.
Totally. No, that's a fair point. I don't think I've ever seen it now that I think about it. But, like, when you start rattling off, like, a 2000 whatever movie, blah, great cast, this and that, I'm thinking, okay,
did not expect that.
My mind's going, okay, which 2002 movie is it? You know, what am I thinking? Undercover Brother was not like on the lexicon of my brain there for that like preview, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
which is totally understandable.
So me and Maddie, we are going to collab on our media recommendation. It's actually an app. It's the Clubhouse app. Me and Maddie, maybe a little late to the party, but we started using the app. Well, actually, I started trying to use the app about a month ago, a few weeks ago maybe, and I was waiting for an invite. I didn't really understand how to do it, and then Dom Frederick had he was taking questions on the Clubhouse app. Maddie gave me the invite, and we got on there, and I've been listening to a bunch of different things on there. It's a really cool idea. It's like a radio show, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like a, I think they describe it as a drop-in audio chat app, mm-hmm. where you just, like, you walk into this virtual room and you can talk about literally whatever it is. So you can market it, organize it however you see fit. You can, like, I've seen people do all kinds of just, like, gambling shows, comedy, COVID education. It's basically, you can do, like, TED Talks, things like that for all sorts of stuff. So whatever topic you could ever, you know, whatever you want to go in there and talk about, because you can start your own just by logging in. So pretty interesting what you can do with it. I like the way they marketed it too, where you got to get the invite initially to be able to get in. I think that kind of concept is cool. It builds up some interest in the app, and people kind of are interested in it. So that always creates a little bit of a buzz. That'll eventually die off one, because it's only invite only because of it's like in beta mode is what I was reading. So it's like, mm-hmm. why it's still not just, you know, but hey, you might as well play into it while you can. Plus your name's Clubhouse. So it's like, hey, you got to get the password kind of concept, you know, to get in. Kind of cool in that regard. But all in all, it's really, it's very versatile. You can do a ton of stuff with it, in my opinion. So kind of cool to check it out.
Yeah, awesome. Like I said, we're also going to try and do some stuff in the next few weeks here. Maddie's got some ideas. I've got some ideas. We'll have to get Boomy on an iPhone to use
maybe
the
we can
app.
Get, not maybe a problem. Maybe get Boomy to do like a 10-minute rapid-fire like wacky web session where it's like, go through like five topics, like one random Thursday every month, you know.
I don't hate that.
It's an interesting idea, that's all I'm saying.
It's a very interesting app because you can do a lot of very cool things with it. You can interact in a very cool way.
Yeah, I mean, you can just open the floor literally to anybody mm-hmm. who's in there to talk. And just
but you also get to choose, too.
Right. Yeah, if it's yours, you run it how you see fit. So if you want to do it as like a Q&A, you've heard like Dom did one where it's just like a conversation basically between him and his buddy, like what they talk about. Just with the Cubs, and then they took people's questions.
I think he was on his way home from work.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like you can literally do it however you want. Any conversation, topic, way, presentation, anything you can do with your voice, you can do on there. It's pretty sweet.
Right on, fellas. Good choice. We'll have to keep our eyes out for more TCF content on the Clubhouse app. Let's move into the TCF top three. And this week is our top three most hated athletes. I'm going to let Matt go first this week.
Well, mine is my first one, 1-1 in the, so they say, is going to be a guy who played at Army. Yes, he is a troop.
Wow, Matt hates the troops.
I don't hate the troops. I hate this troop. he's now the current head coach at the University of Duke basketball. Mike Krzyzewski. I don't like him. I think he's a bad person. I think he's a fraud. 1-1, Mike Krzyzewski.
You're not going to get a ton of argument. I mean,
fraud. I know
Mac is not a Mike Krzyzewski guy. I'm very in the middle on him. I don't care one way or another, but I think you definitely have a large group of people that feel the same way. There,
fraud.
Zach, go ahead. You get the two spot.
My first pick is going to be Ryan Braun. I hate Ryan Braun. He lied.
Wow.
Yes, he did steroids, but he also lied to a bunch of people. Just
I think he got a UPS driver fired.
Oh, yeah.
Scumbag.
Oh, yeah.
All because he couldn't handle the consequences of taking PEDs. Scumbag.
I have a comment on this one, Zach, and that is phenomenal pick, and it was not on my radar. I didn't think about him.
Oh, I hate
love
him.
That. I cannot stand that guy. Cannot stand him.
He's just smug, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay in the same sport, in the same division, and this This is an athlete I've hated for a very long time. I hate everything about him. I hate the team he plays for. I hate his stupid neck tats. I hate everything about this person. Yadier Molina, I hate more than just about anybody on this planet. I don't know what it is. I hate him. And I have nothing nice to say about him. I don't care if he's the nicest guy in the world. I hate him. Mm-hmm. Goodbye, Yadier Molina. Nothing nice to say. I'm going to go with my one growing up. And this was a guy I made fun of and said mean things to at the TV when I was like 6 years old. And that's Reggie Miller. I used to think calling him Big Ears when I was 6 years old from the TV in Polo, Illinois was mean. And I hated Reggie Miller. I hate him. I still, even when he calls games today, I still find him annoying just because of who he is and what happened in the 90s. And it was weird. Like, I hated him, but like the Bulls always beat him. So I really had no reason to, but I don't know. There's just something about him. I just hated him.
Yeah,
that's a good one. That's a good one.
At all.
My second one, I'm just going to go with them. I'm not a big fan of Brett Favre. Not a fan. Never been a fan. Especially after football, the way his career. Brett Favre. Aaron Rodgers, whatever. He seems like a whatever guy. Brett Favre, nope.
Matt, you got two here.
All right. Well, I'm gonna keep it old school. I'm gonna stick to a former teammate of Yadier Molina, actually, and that was that Jim Edmonds. I think was an absolute scumbag human being. I think he's a horrible person. I think he's a complete asshole, just top to bottom. And
did you like him when he came to play for the Cubs?
No, I absolutely booed the hell out of him in his first game at Wrigley, actually. Good. I was screamed at him. To the point I embarrassed my grandfather and my dad, to the point they were just not thrilled with me. But had to let Jim Edmonds know how I felt about him. Hated that guy forever because of what he did with the Cardinals. And just seemed like he was such a prick. And it turns out, like, once he was on that reality show, he was a prick. So, it all came to fruition. The guy's just a douche.
He was always one of those guys, and I'm sure that I probably made this up in my young age, but it always felt like he made plays look more difficult than they were, and that pissed me off more than anything. Like,
the nth degree.
I always felt the same thing.
Dude. That guy was the worst at it.
Even he had a couple nice plays when he was with the Cubs, and it was the same thing. It's like, dude, that didn't need to be that difficult.
Well, the one catch that he made like in Kansas City, I think, where he's like diving like towards center field, ridiculous catch. I'm not gonna say that it wasn't a ridiculous. Like, that was an insane.
But it felt like once a week he was like on ESPN's top 10. It's like, okay,
right there. Right, your stick is up, buddy. He would slide in like he's, you know, on his left, like just like a normal baseball slide to catch a ball and stuff. It's just like such a douche, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Couldn't stand him.
Who's your third rounder?
I got to go old school again. It's another one of my youth is Isaiah
Someone
Thomas.
From the Pistons.
Isaiah Thomas. Yep.
Yep. I didn't know if you were going to go Isaiah Thomas or Lambeer.
Lambeer is the easiest one. Isaiah Thomas was just like –
Thomas was good. Bill Lambeer
he was a little weasel. Well, Lambeer was good, too. Don't – Lambeer was a really good shooter, and, like, he always hit shots when it mattered, and he let you do it. He let you do what mattered, too. And Isaiah was just, like, such a – he was so good. So it's like you really hated him for that. And then he was just like just shit on Chicago like crazy for a long time. And another guy that got like kind of seems like a bad dude off the floor too with some of his stuff.
Yeah.
So. All right. This guy is actually, I actually don't like this guy. Daniel Murphy.
Yeah. You talked about him not too long ago, didn't you?
Yeah. I mean, that series he had against the Cubs, unbelievable. I don't know what was going on there, and he just doesn't seem like the best. Can I just say what I was going to maybe say? And it has nothing to do with the guy, because he seems like a great guy, does a lot of great things. LeBron James just ruined a lot of moments. as a fan, you dislike somebody like that.
Yeah.
Because he
crushed our hopes a lot.
That's why I didn't say it, because we're keeping it like people who are kind of like, kind of bad, and he's a good guy, whatever, but don't like him.
I'm going to go with my, and I'll say this, and you guys can tell me if I'm right, and this might be cheating, but I can't distinctly tell but who I dislike more, but it's Paul Pierce slash Kevin Garnett. I hate them both so much, and I think it's from that playoff series in 2008 or 9 against the Bulls. I have just never – first of all, Paul Pierce, I can't stand – I should just say Paul Pierce because I don't like him on TV. I don't – never.
What
like
about
him.
The wheelchair? What are you getting started on?
He pooped his pants and faked an injury. Like, I hate Paul Pierce. I hate seeing his dumb face on TV. I just – I don't like – Kevin Garnett, I've always – like, oh, it's great. Like, you're a bully. Cool. Like, is that the only thing you do? Like, is that your thing? Like, you just have to be a prick all the time. Like, you can't be, like, a nice, welcoming person. And he might be. I could be wrong. But this is what I see. He's just a prick. Like, what? Why do you got to be like that all the time? I don't know. I don't get it. And they always kick the Bulls' ass. And it just is what's front. It's kind of like you said, Zach, with LeBron. And they're like, they're good basketball players. I'm not saying anything against them on the court, but I just hate them.
That's our age difference, though. I mean, that's the Pistons for me. It's the Celtics and the Heat and, you know, those guys for your era. You know what I mean? It's
so different. And it just felt like those Bulls, like, that was just the beginning of those. I think it was Del Negro was still coaching. And, like, they had so much heart. They were the eighth seed, and they win a game. And then it's like, there's a chance. And then they just bully the Bulls. And I remember, I think it was it Rondo that – or KG that, like, pinned Kirk Heinrich up against the scores table when, like, a scuffle. I
believe that was Garnett.
Yeah. Hey, you don't mess with Kirk Heinrich, bud.
If you're Kevin Garnett, you can't.
You're right. But you don't have to be a prick all the time is what I'm saying. So I hate those two. And I hated Rajon Rondo until he came to the Bulls. And then the way he kind of settled in and was like kind of a mentor leader, I kind of let that go. But I still – Paul Pierce, you pooped your pants and then faked an injury to get
the Ben Gordon Bulls were always an interesting act against those teams.
Ben Gordon, man, what a guy. Oh, yeah, he'll get you 33, but he'll give up 36 on the guy he's guarding. He can't defend it. He couldn't defend his own shit. He's like Zach LaVine now. So Zach LaVine's a little bit better, more consistent scorer, so that was not fair.
Oh, sure.
But I had a couple other ones I want to throw out as honorable mentions. This might be a personal one. I don't like Draymond Green.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, you guys have any opinion on him?
It comes with the personality. I like it. I kind of like the –
there's some things he said, like the stuff he talked fire. About, like this week that was kind of all over social media with, like, how people get on players when they're unhappy versus instead of getting on – I completely agree with that. But, like, I don't know. I've never been a Draymond Green guy. Matt, I think you'll appreciate this a little bit. I had written down Wandy Rodriguez, and for the simple fact that it felt like every time he pitched against the Cubs, he looked like he could win a Cy Young. But anytime he pitched against anybody else back in the mid-2000s, he couldn't get anybody out until he played.
Yeah, I had him on a fantasy team solely for that reason for a long time.
He was the Cubs killer.
Can we say Joe West?
Country Joe?
Yeah.
He's, I have no issues with that him.
Make the show about him. I also had down Derek Jeter. I don't know. I don't like Derek Jeter. And I truly still to this day believe this. If he doesn't play for the Yankees, he's not a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer, but he's not a first ballot Hall of Famer if he doesn't play for the Yankees.
But that's such a tough.
Go look at his stats.
I'm not a fan of Jeter either.
No.
I'm not a fan of him either. I just.
And then I think we can all agree on this last one, though. I had down Ndamukong Suh.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like him, right? I think he's trying to step on somebody from, you know, both of our teams at some point.
Also, maybe add Carson Wentz.
I like that. I like that. Good call.
Any other ones I forgot to mention, fellas?
Clay Matthews. I hated that motherfucker. Couldn't stand that guy.
John Rocker. He was a pretty horrible person.
John Rocker, bad guy. Clay Matthews definitely. J.J. Redick when he was at Duke. Grayson Allen was up there for sure too.
Matt, do you just want to name off like 5 to 8?
Yeah, Duke we can start with Josh McRoberts. We can go Shavlik Randolph. We could go with Cherokee
Grant Parks. Hill.
We go Leitner if we want to go. Grant Hill, I like. He was pretty good. Thomas Hill crying on the sidelines. I hated that team. I hate that team.
Well, if there's any other ones we forgot, make sure you tweet them at us at typical_Chicago.
Where do you guys stand on like Barry Bonds? Because I love Bonds growing up.
Loves Barry Bonds. I feel like there was a small part of me that like didn't like him at the time because of like my older relatives are, you know, very anti, you know, his steroids and everything. But then like once you kind of start thinking for yourself, like I think that when he hit 81 in a season, I think it was like 13 or 14.
Canseco, Jose Canseco.
Yeah,
he's up there.
Dirtbag.
He's definitely up there.
Dirtbag, we can all agree there. But like I think once I finally realized like what Barry Bonds was and like what he accomplished, steroids or not, I mean, I'm all the way around. He should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer. It's
Barry Bonds was incredible. He's not. Absolutely incredible. He was even
Curt Schilling, I forgot to put on the list. Curt Schilling. Kind of a dirtbag.
Yeah, that was more after baseball though.
Kind of a moron, but
you're not wrong, but
I don't think
people should be out of the Hall of Fame just because you don't like their political views, though, either. Like, and I don't agree with
you. That's for sure. You know what I mean? Like, I understand.
There's some pretty horrible people in some sports Hall of Fame.
If baseball wants to get that way, there's a lot of guys who should be taken out of the Hall of Fame.
I agree totally.
Scrubbed from the history books if you want to talk about that.
Yeah. I mean,
That's where it gets very annoying with the whole thing. Tell the story of baseball.
Come on.
Point of the Hall of Fame.
100%. 100%, fellas. Well, that was episode 97. Make sure you check out our friends over at 26shirts.com/Chicago. Use promo code Typical Chicago Fans. But don't forget to tweet at us. Hashtag Southside Hitman, either on Twitter, tag us on Facebook, hashtag Southside Hitman, and Instagram as well. We will be giving away 2 Let the Kids Play shirts, size XL and 2X. We'll be getting those out here soon, so make sure you get those in. But head over to their website, 26shirts.com/Chicago, promo code Typical Chicago Fans, 15% off your order. They help out great causes in the city. They help out the podcast. And on it, they're great shirts. You can't go wrong. I probably own around 10 of them now, and they're just incredible. So if you can't find something you're looking for there, you're not looking hard enough. So 26shirts.com/Chicago, promo code Typical Chicago Fans. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Typical_Chicago. Head to Facebook, Instagram. Type in Typical Chicago Fans. Give us a like on those pages. YouTube, subscribe, rate, and – or I'm sorry, just subscribe on YouTube for all of our content in video form. Subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Spotify, Spreaker, Google Podcasts. Wherever you get them, we're there. Make sure you follow us there. Make sure you follow Zach at ZLiliaTCF, Maddie at Schools_01, and me at BoomyTCF. That was episode 97. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us. We love you all.
Peace.